It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is, I have no idea because my watch is not cooperating. May 14th, 2019. So today, this morning, we actually pushed our last major conversion into our live environment for our financial system. Our utility bills, the biggest and probably the most public, our first bills are going to be generated by the end of this week or early next week. So we are hitting it hard and trying to get all the things done that need to be done before we can actually do a bill. We're getting there. It's getting really close. Everything is going good so far. The only thing that the big thing we need to do yet is get some bills that were kind of had to be dropped off in the process. You can't hit 100%, and it's only like $400 something, so it's not even a significant number. But as long as we can kind of check off that list before we actually start applying numbers that are going to completely change the entire system, we are good. So that is going good. I am happy with that. That's part of that. Weather-wise, it's been pretty... I mean, we've got rain and stuff, but it has not been... sometimes people figure out who's going when. Weather-wise, it's been wet, but it has not been any impacting events, I guess you want to call it that. Severe events. Snow, I guess, is in general, if you get snow, it's a severe event these days. Severe thunderstorm threat for maybe this weekend. So I'm going to start looking at the models and see what they think they might be seeing, or see what they are seeing, so I can start to understand how that works. But mostly my attention has been turned to learning about becoming a ham radio operator, a licensed ham radio operator. So, comes in three levels, technician, general, and extra amateur, I think it is. technician was pretty easy overall. There's some concepts you gotta learn, so on. The electronics portion that they have, for anyone who hasn't done anything with electronics, they might struggle a little bit to figure it out, but they keep it really high level. For me, it was nothing that I did not already learn in high school. So it was not too hard to learn. Trying to remember some of these formulas and the difference between, like, I can't remember, current. I can't remember all of them. It's basically voltage, amperage, and there's one other one. I remember if I see it. Anyway, it's kind of remembering some of those concepts of what's what relates to what. You know, amps is current, power is volts, but just remembering in the test environment. Have not taken the test yet. I've done... there's several different areas we can get sample tests, so I took one of those, and I was pretty much starting to nail it to where I'm remembering it. So I'll take it a few more times just before I go up there and take the real test. I'm not too worried about that one. And then for some reason, I got this wild hair up my ass and decided I'm going to take a look at the general right away. So there are people that will do that. They'll take both tests immediately and they get licensed right away at that general level, assuming they can pass the test. So I've been starting to read it and I don't know. It's a lot more detailed into electronics and how electronics work, electronic circuits work. Some things I did cover in that same high school class, but many of it's brand new. So my head is swimming with all that information and not quite sure how to process it yet. But I'll, so once I'm done reading the book, I'm going to start taking tests. I'll probably at first start taking the test with the book so I can see the spot, reread it, try to understand it, then answer the question. Eventually, you got to put the book away because these tests are closed book. Everything has to be from memory. You can take a blank piece of paper for doing some simple math, a calculator, a real calculator, not a cell phone. But ultimately, it's a closed book test. You can have no reference materials. You have to do it all from memory, which sucks. But I mean, I also understand. I mean, they specifically point out in the book exactly what the answer is to that. You can go back to it. You can read it. You can see what page it's on. So you can do this constantly in the process of self-teaching yourself. And then you can go take the test. So I'm planning on taking the test the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, and which is about 2 weeks away or so at this point. And maybe, yeah, a little over 2 weeks away. So I am hardcore cramming for this test, trying to see if I can maybe get up to a general right away. So, take a step back slightly. So the technician, pretty much what you get is, and I'm going to talk about the frequencies, another one. Let's get long ready. So with the technician, you get access to one small area within what they call HF or high frequency. I'll talk about this in another one, I think. Or dog days of podcasting. I think that'd be a better place. But then mostly what technician works in is within what they call the VHF and UHF bands and above. So that seems to be kind of, there's a lot of your little handheld radios, whether it's the cheap ones you get from the store for like play or for like hunting, whatever, or these amateur radio ones, they typically operate within that VHF or UHF frequencies. you can even move up beyond that into the microwaves and stuff like that with a technician license. When you get to the lower level frequencies, that is when you need to be a general. So the UHF, HF frequencies, they travel a little bit beyond your horizon and open air, but they don't generally reach very far. So, 7, 10 miles tops in perfect conditions. HF is when you start to talk to people from around the world. And, on the right day, you could potentially reach someone from the other side of the world. So that is where HF comes in. HF has a lot more distance. So they want to make sure that you know what you're doing. You know the etiquette. You know, electronics, I mean, that they're kind of doing that to teach you more of the electronic side, too. because that's when you start building big antennas that you kind of stereotypically see with an amateur type radio system. And most of the UHF, VHF, they have like 18-inch antennas. Kind of think about like your quote standard antenna on your older vehicles. That little piece of metal. That's a UAV. I can't remember which range the FM stations are in, but that's where typically that comes into play. So we are. Yeah, I think I'll stop it there. I'm not sure when I'll record the next one, but I'm hoping I can do another one before I take the test, so I'll tell you a little bit more. Otherwise, I'm definitely going to be looking. I will definitely record after I do this. And depending upon exactly where I'm at, I may just do a whole series in Dog Day of podcasting on ham licensing and some of the cool things you can do with it or something. I'm not quite sure yet, but that's what I'm leaning towards right now. Again, stuff that I can do within the CarCast. So I will talk to you next time. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.